Houston Public Schools sued for stopping public testimony about filthy book for teens. A Texas taxpayer and Christian advocate is suing the Houston Independent School District after board members removed her from a public meeting for reading a passage of a sexually explicit book that's available in high school libraries. Bonnie Wallace, a member of Recover America, filed the federal complaint in the U.S. Southern District of Texas court on May 1st. The complaint said the school district violated her First Amendment rights by removing her from the public gathering because of the content and viewpoint of her speech. The complaint also cites the 14th Amendment, the Texas Constitution, and the Texas Open Meetings Act protections, according to Wallace's attorneys from the remnant law firm of Austin. It seeks declaratory and injunctive relief, damages, and attorney's fees. Video footage of the March 19th Board of Education meeting shows Wallace making public comments regarding the district's updated library book list. "Before you purchase new books," Wallace said, "you need to get rid of the 500 filthy books that you have." Wallace then advised that she would be reading a sexually explicit passage from a book she saw in one of the district's high school libraries and asked any children who were present to leave the room. Board members told Wallace she was not allowed to read such inappropriate books out loud at a public meeting, to which Wallace replied, "Oh, not appropriate? Then why are they in your schools?" Wallace then read several sentences containing profanities and graphic language, with board members advising her to stop. "If you don't like it, remove it, so the children don't have access to it," Wallace said, and then returned to her seat. Three police officers inside the room approached her seconds later and followed her out as she was told to leave, the video shows. The book, according to multiple organizations that reported on the event, was A Court of Silver Flames by Sarah Moss. Online advertisements describe it as a sexy, richly imagined work of romance and fantasy, and the spiciest book of the Court of Thorns and Roses series so far. After Wallace left, Rick Scarborough, a Houston pastor and a Recover America member, said the board had purchased books that are more explicit than content allowed for inmates in the Texas state prison system. "If you continue to refuse their removal from HSD, I will dedicate the rest of my life to ensuring you're held accountable, including lawsuits," he said. Board members and district officials did not respond to Wallace and Scarborough's comments during or after the meeting. The Epoch Times reached out to the Houston Independent School District for comment. The district has not yet filed a response to the lawsuit, according to court papers.